This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Hypertension or high blood pressure is a common condition. It's the most common reason that adults visit their doctor's office. There is considerable debate about what constitutes normal blood pressure. And depending on whose data is cited, roughly half the people with high blood pressure do not have adequate blood pressure control. But in part, this is because in 2017, the American Heart Association lowered the threshold for what defines hypertension from 140 over 90 to 130 over 80. Before the new definition, 30% of Americans had high blood pressure. After the new definition, the number jumped to 46%. The same population of people, just a new definition of what constitutes the disease. This is an additional 31 million Americans labeled as diseased, for a total of 103 million Americans with high blood pressure. It used to be that the ideal blood pressure was simply the average of all adult blood pressures. But then came autopsy studies of soldiers who died in the Korean War. Those revealed that about two-thirds of these young Americans already had early signs of heart disease. Then the Framingham study revealed that there was an association between elevated blood pressure and heart disease. And then came studies showing that if you lowered blood pressure, you also lowered the risk of heart disease. And that's sort of where we are today. Hypertension is more common in older people compared to younger people, which brings me to an interesting article published in JAMA. The so-called optimized study included only people older than 80 who were being treated for high blood pressure with at least two different medications. We know that older people who take more than one blood pressure medicine are prone to dizziness and falls and other side effects. So, do these people really need this cocktail of different high blood pressure pills? So these researchers asked, when people stopped taking one blood pressure medicine, did they have dangerous increases in blood pressure? Half of the group had one medication deprescribed, in other words, discontinued, and the other continued on with their usual medications. They were followed for about 3 months. For those who had one medication stopped, it turned out that 86% of the patients' blood pressure remained under control. Now, in contrast, 88% of people who had no changes made to their blood pressure also had their blood pressure under control. So there really was no difference between the two groups. The study lasted only 3 months, which is too short to see if the changes in the drugs had any impact on the length of life or the quality of life. But reducing unnecessary second or third blood pressure medications may both decrease dangerous side effects, which can lead to decreased falls and fractures and head injuries, and reduce the cost of medications for the elderly. It's also important to recognize that lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are also important, both for reducing blood pressure and heart disease. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.